Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Jody. May I please have the email address on the account you've called in about today?
Yes, give me a second, ma'am. Hold on, please.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, I wasn't expecting you to answer. Hold on. That's okay. The email address is firedragon872@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. Firedragon872?
Yes,
@gmail.com. All right, thank you for that. And how may I help you today?
Well, my order arrived today, and I was very excited to try it out, but apparently they froze or something in route or some such, because I opened it up, and the package had all the stuff on the inside, and I don't know what happened. But one of them had a little bit left in it, and I tried some. It felt great on my back. I'm a disabled combat veteran, and I was using some CBD stuff, and this stuff feels a lot better, but they're both pretty much useless, because...
So did they?
Somehow it leaked out or something, or froze or something, because they're weird.
Okay. I'll take a look at the account and let's see how I'm able to help you here. Okay. Is there any way to send email a picture of the product, how it arrived?
I'd love to, but I already opened it and threw the bag away because, my hands started to, get chilly and cold because I was trying to pull them out and kept on slipping.
Okay, so
sorry.
Hang in there 1 second.
If they hadn't picked up the trash can, I'd be happy to go get the bag and stuff, but I tossed it whenever it was apparent that, I didn't get anything. Except for
okay.
Still in the bag.
All right, got it. Please verify your first and last name.
Padriac Jordan.
Spell that for me, please.
PADRIAC, last name Jordan, JORDAN. And I live at 3117 Craig Avenue, Valdez, North Carolina, 28690.
Okay, thank you. All right, so I'm not locating an account. Did you buy this from...
from you all directly, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I've got the order info. It says order date info 113.
Yeah. Do you see a number that says SH and then a number? That's an order ID number?
I see a GLF and then a hashtag and a number. You want that?
Okay, yes.
GLF hashtag, I think that's a 0S13048018, I think. Or IH or OI, I can't.
Okay.
I wish people would stop using 0 and 1 and 0 and
yeah.
O.
I understand that one. Yes, you're correct. And also the 1, they could do away with the 1, too. I could do without that one. All right, so I thought that would help me. It did not. All right, and let me make sure I'm spelling it right. PADRIC for the first name?
PADRIAC.
IAC, so that could be the problem there.
And the last name is Jordan, JORDAN.
Mhm. All right. Yeah. Let's try to. Do you think it could be under a different email address?
Hold on here. It could be under one of the emails. Let me just call my email address and find out.
Okay. I have it. Yes, it is under a different email address. All right. Please,
let me guess. MuseDesk@gmail.com, right?
Yep. That's it. Thank
Sorry,
you.
Sorry, I paid for it. Yeah, my bad. Sorry about that.
It's okay. No problem. All right, I've located this account. Verify that shipping address one more time.
3117 Craig Avenue, Valdez, North Carolina, 28690.
All right, thank you. And the phone number on the account, I have 828-963-0413,
the number I'm calling from.
All right, perfect. All right, let's see here. This is for the cryo freeze, and this is the extra strength roll-on. So do you think that the ball may have came out?
I don't know. It didn't look like it was out, but there was space between them, and I think that's what may have caused it. Some kind of, we had some really bad freezing weather here the past few days. And
okay.
when they arrived today, the package felt weird, so I opened it, and a whole bunch of liquid weirdness came on my hand. I felt like I dipped my hand in some liquid nitrate or something. It was cold all of a sudden. I'm like, shit.
Okay.
So I didn't even bring it in the house. I used some of the, one of them still seemed to have some on the ball, so I rolled it on one of my shoulders because my shoulders are what got messed in the service. And then it stopped putting anything on there. And so I just threw the whole thing away and took it out because, I mean, I can't have liquid cold stuff in the house. That's just.
Okay. All right.
I didn't know what to do with it.
All right. Okay. So you have. You threw the product away also? Not only the bag, but the product also?
Well, yeah. There was, like, a gap between the ball. Like, it looked like somebody had gotten squished or something or had frozen and expanded or something. And the ball was off on both and it had leaked all over it. I mean, okay. I didn't know what else to do with it.
All right. So let me reach out. And what were you wanting to do here? Have a...
I'd like to get replacements.
A replacement. Okay, so...
Yeah, I mean, I'm a fan of Dan Bongino, and that's who I got the thing from. He's never seen me wrong before on stuff, so, you know, I was like, hey.
All right, let me reach out to a supervisor. Usually it's required that you send a picture in of the damages, and you would go, you know, if we're able to verify and see it. And also, it may be a problem with more than just that one bottle. So there's a lot number on the bottle itself, and we would really need that so that we were able
that
to. You did. Okay. All right. Well,
yeah.
Hang in there. Perfect.
I found that lot number. I just had to find it.
All right.
So wrote it down someplace.
No problem. I'm going to reach it out 1 second.
Let me find it right down. Give me a second here, please.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be right back. Okay, and I found a piece of paper I wrote down on.
Okay.
It's lot 20101.
Okay.
And it had expires on 1/2024.
Okay. All right.
Hope that helps. Sorry.
Yes, right. No, so that's okay. Lot number 20101.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so hang in there 1 second. I'm just asking what we're able to do for you. Generally, it would either we wouldn't need the product back, of course, if it's damaged. But that picture is what I'm asking if we can get around.
I apologize. If I had known that, ma'am, I tried to reach out earlier. And
yes, no problem.
I had to work, so
hopefully we'll be able to take care of this for you. So I'm just asking if we can get around that, being that you have that lot number. All right, and I'll wait for that response. Let's see what else here.
I mean, the little bit I got to use was wonderful on my shoulders. Just awesome.
Yeah, and that is an excellent, excellent product. It really does help with stiffness. I use it myself, you know, sitting in the same spot all day, but I have problems with my back, so... deep penetrating and it's fast acting.
Oh, it works wonderfully. I mean, it really does. It does. And the price is just perfect, too.
Yep. That was a good deal you have there.
Well, like I said, I got Dan Bongino, so, you know.
Yep. All right. So it's not on a subscription. That's what I was looking for. That was a one-time shipment.
Mm-hmm.
And...
I want to try it out before, you know, I buy it on subscription, so.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay. I'm looking to see if maybe I can find that information myself. I'm still waiting for a response, so just hang tight with me 1 second.
Okay, sure, no problem. Just, you know, let me find some.
Thank you. Well,
yeah, my buddy, he ordered some of this stuff the same day, and he lives in Georgia, and he didn't arrive yet, so I called him and said, awesome, but leech, he's like, what do you mean, asshole? He's like, oh, man.
Yeah, goodness.
We both got out of service a day apart because we're both disabled combat vets, so.
Okay. Okay, they're killing me right now. Hopefully they'll respond soon. Okay, they're... Nope, that's not it. I thought I got lucky and found a little guide here, but it's not.
It never has what you want whenever you want, does it?
Nope, nope. And nope, as soon as I get off this call, it'll be right there. I'll say, oh, well, there it is. That's exactly what I was looking for.
Yep. Always happens. Okay.
Okay. So what I may do is, let me see, I'm going to fill out a document to see if we can get that replaced for you. You gave me the lot number, and it was ordered within the last... let me
that was
see.
Ordered like not too far ago.
The last 30 days, so it meets that. All right. Okay, so returns. No, it's not a return, so cancel that thought there. I was going to give you the return information, but it's not actually return. Okay, reach out one more time. Okay. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and fill out this document to have that reshipped out to you. You were able to get the lot number. I don't feel very comfortable. It would have been great to have a response here.
I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault. No, don't feel that way. No, I'm the one with the issue. So let me fill this out and see if we can get that reshipped out to you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. If there's any issues, they will contact you within the next 24 hours. One second.
Mm-hmm.
And we have all of your contact information, the email address and phone number. All right.
Well, best way to contact me and get a hold of me, just send it for you.
Okay, go ahead. Well, I have the information. Email is okay. No problem. I'll make sure to include that in the notes. All right. Well, I'm not going to hold you up here too much longer. Well, thank you. It should be within the next. Okay, you're going to wait. Good. All right. Well, hang in there then. We'll keep waiting awkwardly.
I don't want you to be uncomfortable or in trouble. That's my main concern.
No. I'm horrible at small talk is the problem. I like to handle business and let's keep it moving.
I did customer service for over 20 years before. You know, I was injured in the military and stuff, and then they checked my medical records. Trust me, I've had the worst small talk. I was like, yeah, I'll be back in a minute, quick. At least you sound kind of funny and happy and chipper. That's better than I'm used to, okay?
Yes, sir. Well, good. That's good. Yeah, I would say, well, how's the weather? And that's so, It's dark. Well, I don't know.
See, so 2 weeks ago on Friday, my caregiver and I were diagnosed with COVID somehow, even though we've been taking precautions. We've both been vaxxed and everything
right.
else. We apparently had the Omicron version because, well, it was kind of asymptomatic stuff. He had, like, a scratchy throat for, like, 3 days, like, not even a sore throat, just scratchy. Took, like, some Halls and took care of it. Like, some Halls, the thingies.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some congestion in my running nose ran for, like, 3 days. That was it. And then we went, they were like, the health kind of department of health, oh, you have to, no, I don't hang up arms and stuff and everything else. Well, finally, they said, look, we need to have y'all come in and get tested again. I'm like, as long as it's free. They said, oh, yeah, it's okay. Had my kicker drive us in there. We both tested negative on Friday. So this morning, he went back to the gym. he had been 2 weeks. He walks in the pool for an hour. And he has, like, 5-pound weights. He straps on one on each arm and each leg. So he has 20 pounds total, right?
Yeah.
He didn't even get halfway through his workout. He had to call it. He was in pain.
Oh, no.
I mean, normally it's like an hour, then he's like the hot tub, then it's a dry sauna, and normally it's like a 2-hour thing. Oh, no, he called it after like a half hour, came home. I heard him come in, I'm like, well, you get home so early, because normally, you know, I sleep until almost 1 o'clock in the afternoon because all the medication I'm on. I just finished using the bathroom, going back to bed, and he's like, I hurt. I'll tell you why I'm looking for your meds.
Oh, goodness.
He forgot about that because I told him, I mean, he's lost almost 60 pounds in, like, 4 months. He's eating better, and, you know, he used to eat Chick-fil-A every day, and he's cut all that out now. He eats here. He eats, like, you know, one meal every 2 weeks. It's a cheat meal for him, and he's lost a lot of weight, and he's doing really good. So, his muscle after 2 weeks was like, yeah.
Goodness, it sounds like something similar with my children. My daughter had itchy throat and all that good stuff, and took her to the doctor kind of find out, and they were testing her for COVID and everything. Luckily, we do the safe stuff also. We don't, you know, we mask up and everything.
Yeah.
Strep throat. Everyone had strep throat, so that was a good
thing.
Well,
I guess that's better than having COVID.
Right. That was a good thing. I was thinking, oh, this is great. We're going to have everybody in the house is going to have COVID. Luckily, no.
I'm glad it wasn't COVID.
All right. Yes, we're very, very glad. All right. So I have everything. I you know, this is not normal. There's usually a response here, and I'm really sorry. I'm going to get this sent over to my manager.
Okay.
We'll get that reshipped out. I made sure to include the lot number, expiration date, but that you threw the product away. No pictures are available. You should receive it within the next 7 to 10 business days. That'll be the Ultra Pure, I'm sorry, the CryoFreeze. That's two.
Yeah, the high.
Mm-hmm.
The high concentration, whatever thing.
Right, extra strength, and that's two of those bottles. Yep. All right, sir. Well, is there anything else I can help you with?
No, you've been very helpful. I hope you have a good night.
Thank you for calling Omex Health. You have a great night also. Bye-bye.